Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM on this Monday, the 4th of August. And what about the weather around the country? Hope you didn't get any snow. Our sports headlines across the country. The Courier Mail in Brisbane. Maroons Raiders legend Sam Bacco passed away at age 64 over the weekend. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney. It's all about rugby league. Ivan Cleary in Penrith and the trainer who ran in front of a Titans player as he was attempting a conversion. Watch this space. And the Herald Sun in Melbourne. This is a dream, says Aussie Meg Harris, as she celebrated her first World Swimming Championship title, scorching to a stunning 50-metre freestyle victory in Singapore. In rugby union, well, the Wallabies, they finally got a win over the British and Irish Lions in the third test in Sydney, 22-12. Unfortunately, they lost the series 2-1. Player of the match was Wallabies Tom Hooper, while Will Skelton produced another world-class performance up front. And the Rugby Championship next will be up against, we'll take on South Africa, Argentina, and then you guessed it, the New Zealand All Blacks. Club rugby, men's A grade, last round, and unfortunately the Caloundra team were defeated by Brothers. Noosa defeated Caboolture, and Maroochydore defeated Uni. Uni finished on top of the ladder in the men's, and in the senior women, Nambour defeated Wynnum, and Caboolture defeated Noosa 10-5. So Nambour were ahead on top of the ladder. Both Nambour and Caboolture finished on 37 points, so they'll be into the semis. And congratulations to Letitia Stowers from Caboolture. She's been selected in the Queensland Country women's team. In the under-20s, looking forward to seeing how Caboolture go, because they're second on the ladder with two games to go. Congratulations to all of the marathon runners yesterday on the Sunshine Coast. The running festival was held, and there were more than 15,000 runners on the course. And Ryan Gregson won the men's. He took off 2 minutes from the previous record, and Sarah Short won the women's marathon. The Sunshine Coast, of course, will host the marathon event at the 2032 Olympics. And in the women's Tour de France, the winner was, believe it or not, a French lady, Pauline Ferrand Prévot, and she was ahead of Dutchman Demi Vollering. And reason to note, Aussie Sarah Ganti finished sixth in the women's Tour de France, a fantastic effort there. Turning our attention to the World Aquatics Championships in Singapore, and it's not all only about swimming, because it's water polo, open water swimming, artistic swimming, high diving and diving. The final medal tally amongst all of those sports, China 37 with 15 gold, but Australia finished second with 28, 13 gold, 7 silver and 8 bronze. While in the swimming, the USA finished with 29 medals, 9 gold, but Australia finished second with 20 medals, including 8 gold. Well done to the Aussies. And of course, special mention to Molly Callahan and Sunshine Coast swimmer Kaylee McEwen and Cam McAvoy. They all did exceptionally well. In netball, well, the Super Netball Grand Final on Saturday saw the underdogs, the Melbourne Vixens, defeat the front runners, the West Coast Fever, 59-58 in Melbourne. Kira Austin from Melbourne was named Player of the Match in an intense and seesawing game. Next up, the Diamonds. They'll be active against South Africa in 3 games, starting on the 4th of October, and then the Constellation Cup against New Zealand from the 17th of October. In the local netball, the Sapphire Series yesterday, the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast, believe it or not, they had a 63-all draw in round 10, and Moreton Bay Pulse, unfortunately, they lost to the Bull Sharks 94-53. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to a Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM in Touch Football. Congratulations to all the players selected in the Sunshine Coast Touch teams, from the under-12s to the under-18s. They're off to the National Youth Championships at Coffs Harbour in October. All I can say is, go the Junior Pineapples. In motorsport, well, the Hungarian Grand Prix, Lando Norris 1, Oscar Piastri 2, and George Russell 3. Piastri now leads the Drivers' Championship by only 9 points from teammate Norris. And get ready for a big weekend next weekend for the supercars there at Ipswich, the Super 440. Last time they were in Ipswich was 2019. Been a few changes since then. In soccer, well, last week in the Australia Cup round of 32, Auckland FC defeated Gold Coast Knights 4-0, and Brisbane City defeated Olympic Football Club 2-0. Brisbane City now play Olympic Kingsway from Perth on the 12th of August in Brisbane into the round of 16. Well done. And the 2025 Senior Football and Community Award nominations from Queensland Football, they're open. Check out the categories, the 11 categories, and nominate online. In school sport, well, the 2025 School Sport Australia Games were held at a variety of venues across Moreton Bay last weekend, and they concluded yesterday. The Games featured 7 national championships with over 2,000 students, plus officials and parents in action. And well done to all the Queensland players, officials and supporters. Some great results there. Too many to talk about, but we'll make note of swimming because Queensland were top of the medal tally with 89 gold, and Amelia Smith was the female swimming champion from the event. Well done. 8 individual records and 4 relay records to Queensland in the swimming. And if for interest this week, best of luck to all the teams competing at the Australian School Sports Under 12 AFL Championships there at Maroochydore. Should be a great week coming up there. In rugby league, of course, well, we mentioned about Sam Bacco passing away yesterday. 144 games for the Raiders, 20 games for the Broncos, and he played in the UK as well. 7 State of Origin games for Queensland and 6 Test matches for Australia. Great front rower. In the NRL, of course, round 22, the Dolphins defeated the Warriors in New Zealand 20-18. The Broncos hammered the Rabbits. The Titans lost 30-26 to the Panthers after they trailed 24-0 at half time. And the Sharks defeated the Cowboys 32-12 yesterday. The Broncos 6th, Dolphins 8th in the ladder. Big game coming up this Thursday. The Broncos will take on the Storm in Melbourne. In the NRL women, the Titans and the Dogs, 14-all draw. The Broncos defeated the Sharks. Warriors defeated the Cowboys. That was all in Magic Round in Newcastle in the big wet. Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League, men's A grade round 16, Caboolture lost 38-24 to Caloundra. Stanley Rivers had the bye. Second last round next weekend. In the women, Caboolture 28 defeated Caloundra 16. Renee Williams 3 tries in the first half. Queensland Cup, Falcons and Dolphins both had wins. They're 6th and 5th on the ladder, respectively. And, of course, in the AFL, Gold Coast defeated Richmond, and they're 6th on the ladder. They take on Carlton next Saturday in Melbourne. And a big upset with the Lions defeating Collingwood 92-65. And looking forward to seeing how the Lions go, because they'll take on the Swans at the Gabba next Saturday. And, listeners, if you're not on, it's on a, believe it or not, on a soccer pitch in Beijing, T1. Is practicing shots and taking on different playing positions. But T1, no ordinary player, because he's a humanoid robot, and he's training for the first World Humanoid Robot Games to be held in Beijing from the 4th to 15th of August. Listeners, have a great week. Keep up your training if you're a humanoid, and look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.